So we quickly look at the bottom of Samech Hamud Bet. We had the story yesterday. Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef, Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Rabbi Asi Iklu, who punda that came to this punda, to this like hotel. And the Da'ata Nochri married the pundak b'shabt, and they were worried that the owner of the place might arrive on Shabbos. He wasn't there now. So the question was, what about Schirut? You know, they'd rent his place. Would he rent it? Wouldn't he rent it? Right? The question then arose was, is the socher, when you rent a guy's place, right, the goy's place, is it like making an Eruv? And an Eruv you have to do before Shabbos. So too, the socher you do yesterday. Or maybe socher is like bitul, like when a guy says, I'm annulling my rights, right? And that he can even do on Shabbos. So maybe socher of the goy is even on Shabbos. If he would come tomorrow, we could do it tomorrow as well. That's the question that's liberating over here. And then a machlok between Rabbi Chanina said rent, and Rabbi Yossi Asi said don't rent. And in the end, Rabbi Chia said, let's listen to the older guy and rent. And they came and they asked Rabbi Yochanan. So we get up to, right? Asked Yochanan, what do they do? And he said to them, Yafeh asitem. It's good that you rented it, right? And we saw already yesterday the concept with Reish Lakish, the same story when he asked the Rabbanim Bedarom, and they said, it's good that you they also said to me, Yafeh asitem, right? And we said there, the whole idea is that Eruv is Lekula, and if we go according to the Makil on Eruvin. So now Rav Yochanan said, Yafeh asitem, Shesachartem, and now the Gemara says, Tahu ba nahardai. Right, Tahu ba Nardai, the Chachamim in Naharda were completely surprised at this. And I said, "Oh, may Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan indeed say such a thing? That was the good thing that you did by renting it." Rabbi Yochanan socher kemarev dami. Didn't he say in the end, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Remember, the liberation yesterday was: is the socher kemarev, or is the socher kemevatel? And if the socher is kemarev, he'll be done erev Shabbos." If the socher is kemevatel, then it can be done on Shabbos. And they went ahead and decided that they could do it on Shabbos. But Rabbi Yochanan said, Yafeh, but the Gachim Nahard himself, wait a second, Rabbi Yochanan said that socher is like a marev, and marev has to be erev Shabbos. Okay, that's the question we're dealing with now. Rabbi Yochanan said, marev dami, my love, ma marev mi bo'od yom, af socher mi bo'od yom, has to be done erev Shabbos. Everyone says, no, you got it wrong. Ma marev, what do we mean when Rabbi Yochanan said that socher is like ma'arev? Ma ma'arev afilu pachot mishave pruta? Af socher bepachot mishave pruta. What Rabbi Yochanan mentioned when he said that a socher is like a ma'arev, it's like you make an eruv with a piece of bread, something which is less than shave pruta. So too, we already saw this, that you can have a notional rental and you can rent from the goy, not what we call a schirut briah, but even a schirut re'u'ah. Right? It's actually not even correct, because we proved that with regards to goyim, that Nesher Vaputta was even called the Schirut Briah. Okay, because you know, they'd be killed for Nesher Vaputta. But bottom line is, you could actually have an Eruv with Nesher Vaputta. And then, Umam Arev Afilu Schirov Elekito, and this is what Rabbi Yochanan said, the coolest. And what about a guy who can make an Eruv for your mouth of a goy, even his employees, even if it's a long-term worker or a part-time worker? Af Socher Afilu Schirov Elekito. So too, you can do a deal, a rental with one of his workers, one of his employees. Uma ma'arev chamisha sheshuin b'chatzir achat, echad ma'arev al day kulan. And what's the same story there if you've got five guys all living in the same yard? Right? So one can do an eruv on behalf of all of them. But now look at Rashi over here for a second. This is not as simple as it seems. Look at the Rashi over here. Echad ma'arev al day kulan, the very first narrow lines of Rashi. So over here, Kagon Shtei Chatzerot uPetach Benehen. Remember, we've got a case over here. We've got two Chatzerot, and there's an opening between the two of them. UBaal Arev Zoim Zo, right? And they want to make it over with each other. So Echad Molich Eruvo Shel Zo LeToch Shel Zo VaHave Shaliach LeChaverav. So one guy can take his eruv to the other guy, and he becomes the shliach of the Kletani Bahai Pirka Chamisha SheGavu It Eruvan Keshen Molichin Oto LeMakom Ech Acher Echad Molich LeDei Kulan. They've all got to put the eruv in, but they can all walk together. And he will then give it to the same thing. So to over here, chamisha shurim b'chatz echad, echad socher al yaday kulan. The same idea. Rashi, chamisha yisrael shashurim im nochri b'chatz echad. He has a little bit different, because remember here there's got to be bitu. So what's going on over here? He says, so too, that if there are five Jews in a chatzer and one goy, now They've got to all, remember we said that the Goyim, even according to Rabbi Zvi Yaakov, there's more than two Jews, or two Jews at least, and they could also one on the other. So they've all got to have made an Eruv before they ran from the Goy. But they could do Bittul. Remember, they could all say, listen, we're mevatling all of our Schuyot to you, and then you become one. And now it's just you and the Goy. Remember that? Right? So too over there, he says over here, so too, Ma Mariam Chamisha Shurim B'Chatzichad, so too, Sochei Dami Chamisha Shurim B'Yom Echad, Echad Sochei Rei Kula. And Rashi says over here, look here, Chamisha Yitzhal Shurim Anokhi B'Chatzichad, Echad Men Sochei Min Anokhi B'Shvil Kulan. But I wrote here, they all got to do Bittul first to him. Right? And then the truth be told is if they all do Bittul, then it becomes one against one. Why do they have to then rent? Remember, the idea of all doing Bittul was to get to a stage where you'd have one, basically one owner of a Jew and one owner of a Goy. So I suppose you don't have to do Bittul. Good enough that one of them rents from the Goy. And then, I made a note, I'm going to cross it out. See, it would be good enough that one of them rents from the Goy, as long as they've got an Arab between them, they don't all have to rent from the Goy. Okay, so that is the answer to Nahardaya, to the Rabbani of Nahardaya, because they said, Rabbi Yochanan said, that Socher is Kemarev Dami, and we understood that if Socher is Kemarev Dami, it was like yesterday's daf, where Ma'arev had to be done Erev Shabbos. We would have thought that Socher says about Erev Shabbos. We see now, no. Socher can be done on Shabbos. And what we meant when Rabbi Yochanan said, Ma'arev is like a Socher, meaning all these coolers that we saw over here also apply to the Socher, just like they apply to the Ma'arev. Okay, the Gemara carries on and says, Tahi ba Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was now a hell of a surprise by all of this. Now, if you look over here in Rabbi Hananel, just almost in line with the Gemara, says, Tahi Rabbi Elazar Baha. What was he Baha? De Rabbi Yochanan Shasa ha Socher kemevatel reshut. Right? So look at Rashi. Tabra b'dazar b'ha milta d'amar la'el she sachru min ha'nochri v'achar kach bitlu. If they rented from a goy and then afterwards they all bitlu v'tahi so now that's why I'll be honest with you. I thought this whole story over here was had to do bitlu. But maybe not shasa socher kemevatel rishut. That the socher is exactly the same as the guy who's being, when we mevatel rishut, what's going on? We abandon our rights. When you rent from the goy, you've also basically, he's abandoned his rights. Let's see, understanding what's going on in a moment. Rabbi Zera. My Tahir Rabbi Lazar. He says, what's Rabbi Lazar so surprised about? So he said, like as Amrav Shay said, Gavra Rabbi Rabbi Zera, lo yada matir Rabbi Lazar. So now Rabbi Lazar is surprised that Rabbi Yochanan said. The Gemara can't understand. Rav Sheshet says, what's Rabbi Zaira surprised at? So the Gemara says, what a great guy like Rabbi Zaira doesn't understand what Rabbi Elazar surprised at. In other words, it appears to them all that what Rabbi Yochanan said should be obvious that it's something surprising. Right? So he says, Kekashelei de Shmuel Rabbi. His kasha over here was with Shmuel. His Rabbi. That was the whole story. Right? Rabbi Yochanan, if you remember, Rabbi Yochanan said at the beginning, we had a case of the guys yesterday's Amud who were stuck in this pundak and were deciding, can they rent from the Goy? Is he coming on Shabbos? Not coming on Shabbos? Will he come? Can we rent? Is it like Ma'arev? Is it like Bittul? And they just came to the conclusion in the end it was like Bittul. And Bittul you could do on Shabbos. And therefore they went ahead and did the rental because they said it was like Bittul. So even if the Balabai only come on Shabbos, it would be okay to finalize with him on Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan said, Yafe asitem. Okay? So this is what Rabbi Raza surprised at. How did Rabbi Yochanan say that the bitul is like schirut, and therefore it was okay? Right? And Rabbi Raza was surprised at that. Raza was surprised about that. Right? And he said, Yeah, kakashle de Shmuel Rabbi. What was difficult for him? Right? Because who was Rabbi Raza's Rav? Rabbi Raza's Rav was Shmuel. And what Shmuel had said didn't gel now with what Rabbi Yochanan said. And that's what the Gemara says over here. It says, Amar Rav Sheshet, Gavra Rav Yisrael, Lo Yad Badai, Kekashirei, the Shmuel Rabbi, that was Rabbi Lazar's Rav, Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel, what did Shmuel say? Shmuel said, Ko makom, she osrin, v'marvin, mevatli. Okay, we're going to see now three things that Shmuel's going to tell us, three different halachas over here. Okay, we don't want to get too scared about it. Not so complicated, if I understood it correctly. It's like this. The first thing that Shmuel said was, Any place where you got an osrim. What's osrim? Where each guy is osir on the other. I mean, we had certain circumstances in which a person could be osir on somebody else. For example, in the chatzer apnimi, remember the internal chatzer, there were guys there that have to make an eruv between them, remember? If they didn't make an eruv between them, then it was asur for them to use their chatzer together, correct? Remember, and then they had a servitude, they had a right of way over the chatzer achitzona, remember? They would then osir on the guy as well. Remember that? So the chatzer pnimi, chatzer chitzona, there you got a case where if they haven't got an eruv between all of them, they can osir on one another. So then a case like that, that's a makom she'osrin, where they would be able to osir one another, or they could osir ma'arvin and save one another and have an eruv. In a case like that, Shmuel, you can do bitul. In another example we saw, however, ma'arvin ve'ein osrin, or osrin ve'ein ma'arvin, we'll see what that means in a second, but the first case, ma'arvin, where they are able to make an eruv, but if they never made an eruv, they don't osir one on the other, then ein ma'arvin. Where's that? In fact, if you look in the Haggadah Bacha, in the columns, you'll see the two drawings. The first diagram is the mavoi, and then the chitzon, and then the pnimit, the internal and external courtyards. And the second diagram is we've got two courtyards next to each other, remember, and there's a wall between them, and they both open onto the mavoi independently. So you can go from each courtyard into the mavoi, into the Shnei Rabim. There's also a wall between them. We said in a case like that, if they never made an eruv, so each one can do in his own house what he wants, from his house to his yard to his house, but they can't go between each other. But the fact that they haven't got an eruv doesn't osir, they don't in any way penalize one another. Right? They can make an eruv, and if they didn't, nothing happened. They just can't carry from one to the other. In a case like that, Shmuel, if it's ma'arvin, when they can make eruv they want, vein osrid, osrid ma'arvin, we'll see what that means in a second, then ein mevatin. Then there's no such concept as bitul. What does it mean, bitul? If I've got my yard and you got your yard, we have to have a common wall, a door between us. I can't mevatel you, my reshut, and now suddenly my yard becomes your yard as well. Because we were never sharing a chatzer. We happen to have a wall through us, a door through us. So we were able to make an eruv so we could carry from your chatzer to mine. We never shared a chatzer. So the other thing is bitul. When is there bitul? Bitul is when we own a common chatzer. We own something common. We've got common space. I can then abandon my rights in the common area. Okay? I'm especially stressing this and going a little bit. I wanted it to settle nicely. We'll understand the whole concept better because you'll see a bit of a trend coming along here. So that's the second case that Shmuel said. And then the third case is Ein ma'arvin, ein mevatlin. So that means if you can't make an eruv, then you also can't osrim, but you can usher on somebody. But if you, and you don't make an eruv, right, then you don't mevatel. With that, we'll come to that in a second. Now he explains what each one of these are. Ko makom she'osrin u'ma'arvin mevatlin. What is it like? Like I said, kagon shtei chatzerot zu lifnim mizu. Exactly like we just saw over here. And then, and ma'arvin v'ein osrin. What does it mean with ma'arvin v'ein osrin? Like we saw over here, ein mevatlin, kagon shtei chatzerot u'petach echar benhem. Like we saw, one on each side. And Rashi basically says what I just said. We'll leave out the Rashi's. Osrin ma'ein v'arvin ein mevatlin, in that third example where we said, where you osir v'ein ma'arvin, where the guy is osir on you, he ushers you from being able to share the common space. And you aren't able to make an eruv with him. Right? What case is that? Latuye mai, lav latuye nochri. That obviously means a goy. What's going on over here? If you've got a goy in your common yard, right? We saw you can't make an eruv with a goy. Goy can't be part of an eruv. So he ushers you from using your chatzer because he's got a share in the common chatzer. So without doing a deal with him of some kind, it's asur. But there's no eruv with him. So he's osir the ein ma'arvin. The only way you can deal with the goy we saw is to actually rent his common space, right? Or buy him out and get rid of him, which is probably the best option. Chazal would have preferred that. But if you can't get it, at least then rent the space from him. So a goy is ein ma'arvin, but osrin, in a case like that as well, with a goy, you can't mevatel your reshut. That's what they're saying over here. Now, what do you call that reshut?
Circumstances where you can just ignore the goy.
You can never ignore the goy if he's in your chatzer.
Yesterday I thought there were.
No, not that I remember. Let's look at it. Where do you think that, David? Maybe I'm wrong. Where do you say we ignored the goy? We had yesterday, we had a few cases where the goy was in a pundak And then the owner was there, but the tenant wasn't there. And we said, if the tenant isn't there, can the goy get rid of the tenant quickly or not? And then he's the balabait. Maybe we've got to wait for the tenant. He's not the balabait. Wait for the goy. Or the goy was only going to come on Shabbos, and he hasn't come yet. And therefore, could we do a deal, so to speak, with him if he came tomorrow? At the moment, he's not here, so we don't have to worry about him. If he arrives tomorrow, can we rent it for him on Shabbos?
Okay.
I don't think we had a place. I don't think we saw a place where you can ignore the goy. The goy exists. You've got to neutralize the goy's right. And you can't make an error with him. That's what he says over here. So, Latuya Nochri, I da'ata mi etmol. So the Gemara is like this now. Ve'i da'ata mi etmol, lo ger mi etmol. Look at Rashi over here. Lav Latuya Nochri, she darim shnei shalim b'chatzer. She oshi notan shnei shalim zel zeh. He makes it forbidden from the other. Ve'en yechodin narei bishvil anochri. They can't make an error. U'kam rinan da'en mevatlin. Right, so this is what Rabbi Elazar's difficulty was with Shmuelus. So why do you say that this is including a case of lav latuya nochri? What about vida atemi etmol, logar mi etmol? If the goy would have arrived erev Shabbos, right, look at Rashi here, amai kari lehu osrin, why are you saying that that's an example where he's osir on you and you aren't able to make an eruv? Hi, if he had come yesterday, ha matzu li ruve ulemiga, you could make an eruv and you could rent from him. Now, it's a little bit of a strange question. Because we understand the Gemara is pretty clear saying that the goy is also on you and you can't make an eruv with the goy. Now, the Gemara is saying, no, maybe not. You could, if the goy had come yesterday, you could have rented from him. And if you could have rented from him, then you could make an eruv. So, Ella, the Gemara says, no. Lav da'ata b'shabta. We're talking about a case where the goy came on Shabbos. Right? And if he came on Shabbos, right? Because remember, our whole story over here is to understand what Shmuel is saying. So we say, no, Shmuel talking about a case where the goy came on Shabbos. Uketani osrin ve'ein ma'arvin. Right? Uketani osrin ve'ein ma'arvin. So if Shmuel says if he came on Shabbos and you can't make an eruv with him and you can't do schirut with him, right? Uketani osrin ve'ein ma'arvin, ein mevatlin shma mina. Right, look at Rashi over here. And the love that to the shabta, I'm a bitul reshut lo tikun. And I hechu de chazul aru me'etmo. Rabbi Yochanan said to the guys, yafe asitem, that you did a deal, even though the goy, you were happy to do the rental, even though the goy came on Shabbos. Shmuel says, if the goy isn't there erev Shabbos, no help, you can't do it on Shabbos, it's too late. So this is really where Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel come to loggerheads. Because as far as Rabbi Yochanan is concerned, when he said to the guys with the pundak, yafe asitim, they deliberated, what if the goy comes tomorrow, can we do it? Is Eruv like bitul? Is Eruv like schirut, etc.? Shmuel is of the opinion that Eruv is like bitul, right? That schirut, sorry, is like Eruv. And therefore Eruv has to be done Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, schirut is like bitul, you can do it on Shabbos. Clear?
And you can do a
Kinyan
on Shabbos for the
lamb? So it's a good question what you say. So you would probably do the Kinyan Erev Shabbos. You'd say, listen, we're doing a Maase Kinyan with the Goy, that if he comes tomorrow, you know, then we've done a Maase Kinyan. Like when you give a person a present, you know, if you're going to go out for Shabbos on a Friday night, some guys say, you know, lift up the wine before you go and do a Maase Kinyan on behalf of your host. So I suppose you do a Maase Kinyan before Shabbos and say, here's the money, this is the half a pruta that for the Goy. If he comes tomorrow, we've done a Maase Kinyan for him. But bottom line is, when the goy arrives tomorrow, that's really when it kicks in, right? And that's the problem here. Shmuel saying no problem, because Shmuel saying that, firstly, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you might not even need a Maase Kinyan, because it's all notional. And he's saying that it's like bitul. So it's a notional Kinyan, it's not really a proper Kinyan, it's like a bitul. And according to Shmuel, who's saying that you have to do a proper Eruv, you wouldn't be able to do it on Shabbos if you did a Maase Kinyan Erev Shabbos. So it had to be a proper Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, you had to know for a fact that the goy wasn't there. Because even I would say, I'd venture to say, according to Shmuel, even if you thought the goy might come back on Shabbos, the chance he would come back on Shabbos, it wouldn't be an Eruv. Because it would be a case where he would uproot what you had done before. Unless you had a proper rental with him Erev Shabbos, according to Shmuel, where it was clear and agreed and documented and everything was, all the dots, you know, the T's were crossed and the R's were dotted. Then you know you got a proper story. So according to Shmuel, it has to be done Erev Shabbos properly. Yochanan said, you can do it on Shabbos. And that was what Rabbi Elazar here was all surprised about, because he had learned from Shmuel. And yeah, we see Rabbi Yochanan saying something completely different. Now, it's important to point out that we've seen all along is that Machlok Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, Halacha is always like Rabbi Yochanan. We had a very, very rare example the other day, right, where we had the Machlok was like Shmuel, and there we said it was like Shmuel because Shmuel was the Makil in the Sugya, right? He was the Makil, and Rabbi Yochanan, remember where it was? It was a couple of daf ago. It was in this Perek. We had that Tosfot. Was like Rabbi Yochanan. Was like Shmuel, because Shmuel was the Makil, and as opposed to Rabbi Yochanan. But normally it would be Rabbi Yochanan. And here we can see clearly that Rabbi Yochanan is the Makil. So even if we had a doubt, right, if Shmuel was the Makil there, here Rabbi Yochanan is the Makil. So therefore, we've got no problem that the halacha will definitely be like Rabbi Yochanan. So here, really, and I saw in the standout this morning that he mentions that because we're going to have a whole mahalach now between Rav and Shmuel, and the halacha is like Rav and Shmuel, and Rav and Shmuel, the halacha is like neither of them, because like Rabbi Yochanan, so this whole sugi here, none of us really like halacha. So you'll see that on the daf, there's only two points over here, an aleph and a bet, where halacha is mentioned even. We don't mention anything like it. Okay. So bottom line is, we're back in Shema Aminah. The Gemara says over here that, so now, Amar Rav Yosef, Lo Shmir Li HaShmaita. Rav Yosef, I don't remember any of this. I don't know nothing. This is all new to me. Now remember, and I think Rashi actually pointed out over here, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yosef, if you look at Rashi there, the third line of Rashi at the end of the line, Rabbi Yosef, Chala v'shachach Talmudo, he was sick and he forgot his Torah, the Kamidka le Abaye Talmudo, and Abaye reminded him of all the Torah. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan, we've seen this before more than once, Rabbi Yosef says, what's going on now? I don't know what he's talking about. I don't remember any of this. Right? All new to me. So Amar Rabbi Yosef, Lo Shmir Yashmaita. Look at Rashi, what's Hashmaita? De Shmuel, the Amar Bishtechat Shot Zu Lifnimizo. This is what we've seen this now time and time again. Well, that's this really pashut. That if you've got an internal chatzer and an external chatzer, the guys in the internal chatzer, right, that they're able to mevatel their rights in the external chatzer so that they don't also the guy in the external chatzer. Remember, if they've got an arrow between them and they've got an arrow between the three of them, they can mevatel their rights in the external arrow, and then it's a perfectly good scenario. So I'm Amalei Abaye, but Atamart Ni'alan, he said, but Rebbe, you taught this to us. Vaha Amart Ni'alan, and on this you said, like the Amar Shmuel, Ein Bitul Rishut Michatzer Chatzer, Ein Bitul Rishut Bechurva, that you can't make Rishut when there's one Chatzer to the other, like we saw previously now, if you've got two Chatzerot, one next to the other, and they didn't make an arrow between them, and they've got a door, they don't have to have an Arab. They don't also have each other, but if they want to, they can make an Arab and carry. They can't do bitul, so they can't. One guy can't mevatel his rights. Remember, like we said, they haven't. You can only mevatel when you've got common rights. You can't mevatel when you've got independent rights. Right? They ain't bitul reshut b'churva. And what's a churva? A churva is, let's say I've got a house. That's, I suppose not normally in our house. You've got to own a big, like a small holding or a farm, whatever. And there's ruins in the middle between your house and your neighbor's house. There's an old town that's all ruined and dilapidated. And you'd use that area sometimes. You'd go there and it could be nice walls. You have a picnic. And your neighbors use that area as well, maybe for storage or whatever the case was. So you've got a common churba that you share. He said there as well, Ein bitul reshut b'churba. Look at Rashi Aviyah. Ein bitul reshut b'churba. Ba'it mikan ba'it mikan b'churba nehen. Ushnei abatim tuchin ezev asu lishtamesh ba. Elim kan iv. They've got to make an arrow between them to be able to use that churba. You can't make a do bitul here. The law sharabanan bitul reshut ena b'chatzer shelifnei habayit. The akilu barabanan have ikar tashmishtayu hatam. When the chachamim say you can have this concept of bitul, when we've got yards in front of the house and we want to make it easier for you to be able to go in and out of the houses because you've got common areas, that's when chachamim made the tzaira. But if I've got my house here and there's a chatz and a churba and another house there, it's not a chatzer, the din of bitul doesn't apply, says Rav Yosef. Right? And bitul should be a chatzer. So now comes along Rav Yosef, Abaye, and he's explaining now what Rav Yosef said. He said, this is the din that you told us. And Lo Amran, you said that when did Shmuel say, and bitul should be a chatzer? Lo Amran, ila shtei chatzerot, upetach echad beinehem, where there are 2 yards, there's a door between them. Avazur lifnim izol, like we've seen, an internal and an outer one, mitoch she'oshrin ze'al ze'al, but because they're able to osir one another. If they don't make an eruv, they prevent the other one from using their own chatzer, then they can do bitul. Like we saw in the previous amud, with the concept of bitul is, if I can osir you, I can bevatel. Why? Because my bitul is like a tikkun for the fact that I forgot to make an eruv. But if I can't osir you, I don't need to do bitul. Because bitul is a kula. Bitul saying, because we've got a common chatzer, and because if I don't make an eruv, I penalize you in a sense. If Chachamim said, the bitul will come as a tikkun. That's my explanation. But if we've got a chatzer one next to the other, and the fact that we never made an eruv doesn't in any way penalize you, it just doesn't help you to now come into my yard and bring your lunch to me, that we can't do bitul on. Right? So Amarle, so now this is Rav Yosef now says to Abaye, Ana Amina, Mishmei de Shmuel Hachi? Did I say that in Shmuel's name? Did I already say that? Imagine how you're having a discussion now with somebody who suffered from dementia and you helped them now get over their memory. And he says, did I say that? Now, you know, I said that. Ana Amina, Mishmei de Shmuel Hachi? I said such a thing in Shmuel's name? Look at Rashi, Mishmei de Shmuel Hachi? Bitmia? Question mark? I said such a thing. V'hama Shmuel, but didn't Shmuel say, Ein lanu be'eruvin. When it comes to the dinim of eruvin, ein lanu be'eruvin ela kelashon mishnatenu. Right, look at Rashi there. B'shmuel ein lanu be'eruvin lohosif heter. We can't make heterim. Ela kelashon mishnatenu. Look at Rashi. With mishnatenu tznan, he sends us to a mishnah on daf samach tet amud bet. Anshei chatzer sheshachach echad mem v'chulei natnu lo rishutan alme bechad chatzer tznan bitu. Because the Lashon there says, Anshei Chatzer, the people living in one Chatzer, they can do bitul. You telling me over here that Shmuel allowed you to do bitul between the two Chatzerot, the ones in the back and ones in the front. Doesn't sound like Amish. The Amish is Anshei Chatzer, one Chatzer. Right? So he says, Alme Bechad Chatzer, no, bitul. When we say bitul, I'm the one Chatzer, velo Bishtai Chatzer, no, but two. Vahai Siyume, the Anshei Chatzer, velo Anshei Chatzerot. Now Rashi points out the fact that the Mishnah says they're Anshei Chatzer. It doesn't say Anshei Chatzerot, referring to more than one Chatzer, like we want to explain now, that the guys in the inner Chatzer can do bitul with their rights to the outer Chatzer, right? Lav Shmuel Kamala, and Rav Yosef Kedayik La Mimilta de Shmuel. Says Shmuel never said that. Rav Yosef is Mimedayik, not that Shmuel used the Lashon of one Chatzer, two Chatzer. Rav Yosef saying, but didn't Shmuel say that we have to stick to the words of the Mishnah? And the Mishnah says Anshei Chatzer. Right? You know, have a look quickly on Samach Tet. Go look at the Mishnah there quickly on Daf Samach Tet, Amud Bet. It says there, it's in the very first, very wide line, in the middle of the Amud. It says, Anshei Chatzer, She'shachach echad mehem v'lo ireh beito, asu v'lachnishu v'liotzilo, v'lahem shalahem u'ten lahem. We'll get to that. So it says, Anshei Chatzer. So what Rashi is pointing out is, it's not that Shmuel actually said that. Rabbi Yosef said, we know we got a din from Shmuel, that we've got to be, we're limited to the wording of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah we know says, Rabbi Yosef now saying, the Mishnah says, Anshei Chatzer. So how could Shmuel come along and say, you can be Mevatel between Anshei Chatzerot? Right, that is Shmuel's Kashya. Anshei Chatzerot, it's Amar Leis. Now Abaye says to him, no. Ki Amartlan. Right? He says to him over here, Ki Amartlan. Now it's important. He says to him, Ki Amartlan. Right. This is when you, Rav Yosef, when you taught us this, right, and you taught us the name of Shmuel, you said ki amartlan ein lanu be'eruvin ela kelashon mishnatenu. Aha, amartlan. You did tell us once the halacha that Shmuel tells us we're limited to the lashon of the Mishnah, but it wasn't on that. It was on something else. What was it? Amartlan shamavoy lechatzerot. Kechatzer lebatim. What does it mean? The mavoi to the chatzerot is like chatzer lebatim. Now we've learned this before. This din a couple of times. You know the Gemara brings it from a daf from a Gemara later on in daf Ayin Gimel. But he said, look at Rashi over here. So what chatzer lebatim? Be matnit in the pirkidi the kediek Shmuel. Hold on a second. Let's just meet. Yeah, right. He says, "Kediak Shmuel belishte de chatzor ubatim ve'yalif min elika." What do you learn later on? And the Mesorah Shas tells us on Daf Ein Dalad Amud Aleph, "De lo mikri mavoi liot nitni nitar belechi v'kora." When do we say that a mavoi can become mutar to carry inside it just by putting up a beam or a korah or a cross beam on top. Ad sheyu batim v'chatzor p'tuchim l'tocho, shtei chatzor mavoi v'shnei batim l'chatzer. Remember, we had that din always. But a mavoi, to be a mavoi, has to have at least two chatzorot leading to the mavoi, and each chatzor has to have at least two houses. They said we limited to the Ashur of the Mishnah, right? Not in a case like this, and it's partial according to Abaya, saying to Rabbi Yosef, that with Shmuel, there's no problem over here with the fact that it says Anshe Chatzer. Anshe Chatzer doesn't mean only the one Chatzer, it's Anshe Chatzer. And if all intents and purposes, if we've got two Chatzerot, they become Anshe Chatzer, right? Like often in Hebrew, you would say, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a term now, where you'd say Shloshim Shana. You don't say Shloshim Shanim. Okay, so the same idea. Anshei chatzer. Anshei is in the ribui, chatzer in the singular. I would think it's a probably a similar example. Like it. Mostly now gufa. Amar Shmuel. So now we actually delve into Shmuel, right? Amar Shmuel. Ein bitushu b'chatz lechatzer, b'churva. We just saw that a second ago, right? So now we've seen this machloket over here. The Shmuel says ein bitur rishut b'chatz lechatzer or churva. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, yesh bitul rishut michatzer lechatzer, v'yesh bitul rishut b'churva. So now, the obvious question here, that all of you have already asked yourself is, why do we have to repeat the whole thing, right? Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Shmuel says, ein bitul rishut michatzer lechatzer, v'ein bitul rishut b'churva. Just say, ein bitul rishut michatzer lechatzer b'churva. And Rabbi Yochanan says, yesh bitul rishut. And at the end of the story, we would know that they're all arguing about that the same din on chatzer to chatzer and churba. So Moses says, no, but tricha. We have to actually spell it out and lay this out and mention them all independently. Why? Diashvinan mechatzer to chatzer. If we had just had a machlok between Yochanan and Shmuel between chatzer to chatzer, we would have said, Bahak Amar Shmuel. Here Shmuel says there's no bitu. Why not? Mishum daha tashmishte lechud. Right? He said over here, the Yashvina Mechatzer Lechatzer, remember the two houses next to each other. Baha Kama Shmuel Mishum Daha Tashmish Lechud. Each one has independent usage of their own yard. Baha Tashmish Lechud. They've each got their own. They aren't common usage over here. About Churba. But a Churba, the Tashmish Lechad Letarvai, which is common usage, there we might have thought, Eime Modi Le Rabbi Yochanan. They would agree with Yochanan. You can do Bitu. Right? Because what did we say? We explained that the very fact that you each got their own yard, and they don't cause problems one to the other if they don't do an Eruv. So therefore there's no bitul, because there's no tikkun for the penalty. So, but in a churva, it's one churva. It's like a common yard. We might have thought there, it's a common yard, and there is a need for an Eruv. And if they do penalize each other, so they might have to make a tikkun, and they could do a tikkun and do bitul. V'chi'it bar baha. And if we'd only learnt, right, the machloket about the chat, about the churva, would have said, Bahak am Rabbi Yochanan. Would have said, Rabbi Yochanan, on the Churba Dafka, there Rabbi Yochanan says that they do have to, that they are able to do Bitul because they've got to make an Eruv. About Bahak, but with regards to the Chatzer, would say, Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Shmuel, so we could have learnt out that there might not have been a machloket, but I said, Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel agree on Churba that you can make an Eruv and you can do Bitul. You need Eruv and you can do Bitul. We'll call there Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel agree on a chatzah that you can't do bitul because there's no osir echad lashayni. So therefore, the Gemara says tricha. We have to this machloket to see that both with regards to churba, where it's a common reshut, and they do penalize one another, which is intuitive, like a pnimi chitzonin, a pnimi pnimi and chitzonin, like a two chatzerot. Then we would have thought that you could do bitul. You still can't do bitul according to Shmuel in a churba. Rabbi Yochanan says you can, and with a chatzer, Rabbi Yochanan says you can do bitul as well, which is quite interesting because my whole rationale was saying that because you aren't penalizing one another, if there's no bitul, Rabbi Yochanan says no. You can always do bitul. If you're able to make an Eruv, you can do bitul. Okay, so that is tricha, and it appears that Alocha there is like Rabbi Yochanan all along. So Abaye. So Abaye says like this. Ha da Amar Shmuel. Right, now I would venture to say that from now to the end of the Amud, there's no halocha. Onwards, it's all a machlok between Rava and Abaya. And halocha in this sugi is like Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, it's really not relevant to halocha, but it's relevant for us to learn. And this is a little bit trickier than we've learned up until now. So Rabbi, had Amar Shmuel ein bitul rishut mechatzer lechatzer, when Shmuel said that there's no bitul between these two yards that are side by side, lo amran le b'shtei chatzot u petach chad benehem. Right? It's only when there's the doors and they're side by side. Aval shtei chatzrot zuliftim izo. Right? But if they one in front of the other, mitoch she'oshrim mevatin. Okay, that we've seen before. Right? Because you can osir, if there isn't an eruv, the guys who don't make it, they can osir on the guy in the front because they've got a right of way. They can do bitu. Rava Amar, afilu shtei chatzrot zuliftim izo. Rava says, no, you know what? It is sometimes, even a chatzir, one in front of the other, whether it's a mavoy or the external one leads out to shtarabim, right? Says sometimes, pa'amim mevatlin, or pa'amim ain mevatlin. So it's not always so straightforward. You're assuming that because they're one behind the other, you can always do bitul. Says Rava, no, not always. Right, look at Rashi over here. Pa'amim mevatlin, because they're drisat raglam lechitzona, umutarin b'nei chitzona la'atzman. Right, they can mevatel their right of way into the chitzona. And they able to then umutarin b'nei chitzona la'atzman. Therefore, the b'nei chitzona can then do whatever they want to do, and the b'nei pnimim on the internal chatzer, once they've abandoned their rights, therefore they don't cause any problems on the outer one. Now, and if they didn't make an arrow between them, it's an internal problem, doesn't affect the guys on the chatzer chitzona. So that is pamim mevatlin, upamim ein mevatlin. Look at Rashi here, upamim ein mevatlin va'afal gav the osrin. Even though the fact they never made an eruv, they're going to cause a problem. They're going to make an isur for the other guys. They still can't do bitul. Right? So Gemara says ketzad. Give us examples. How does this work? Right? It's like it's natnu. Now they're going to bring three examples over here. Right? Then we'll start explaining them. It's like it's natnu eruvan bechitzona. They put their eruv in the outer one. So the inner guys. Just out of interest, well, it's quite interesting. We'll see; it'll come a little bit clearer that when they make an eruv, what happens? The inner guys, the guys in the chatzer apnimit, right, in the internal courtyard, they make an eruv between them. They can then take that eruv. So they all put their food together. They can then take that food and put it in the external courtyard. And now they have to take a separate eruv. They have to make more food. They put their eruv together into one guy's house. They now, for that moment, the eruv kicked in. They can then take that same eruv and put it in the courtyard, the other courtyard, into one of the guys' houses over there. Okay? So now what happens is, suppose they announce at 5 o'clock, making the eruv, please bring your bread to our house. They bring the bread to their house. So look what happens. And then they took the food. So let's say there are 5 guys in the internal courtyard. 4 of them all brought their food at 5 o'clock, and the appointed guy, he takes that food and puts it in the chitzona's house. But now Shabbos comes in, and the 5th guy remembers, oi, he forgot to actually put his food into that pot of the Eruv. So we got 4 out of the 5 in the Pnimi made an Eruv. The 1 guy didn't make an Eruv. Right? That's what's happening here. Right? And now one of them forgot. So look at Rashi. Natnu et Eruvan b'chitzona. Kein derech. K'she ma'arvin shnei chatzrot yachad. When they're making 2 Eruvim together. Oto Eruv she'irvu chatzes el atzman hati dirim b'tocha. The internal Eruv, which he made the Eruv, molichin l'tocha. You take that Eruv to your friend, other to the other chatzer. Ve'ein osin Eruv achir. You have to make a second Eruv. That's what I just said just now. That's in the Rashi's words. So now, they took the Eruv and this guy forgot. Irrespective, it was a guy from the internal Eruv. There were 5 in the back or 4 in the front, and only 3 put their Eruv together. And now one of them has not made an Eruv. Shachachal ben ha'pnimin u'ben ha'chitzona ve'lo irev shtei hen asurot. They are all asur. Now look what Rava says. Look at Rashi. What do you mean shtei hen asurot? Ve'lo mahanele bitul ve'taylo v'farshkan. And bitul won't help. So we understood up until now, according to Shmuel, that if, and this would be the classic case of when you can do bitul. Why? Because you messing up the whole Podia. So therefore, there was a tikkun. Chazal said, do bitul, and now you annul your rights and let the whole party go on. Rabbi says, no. If these guys made an eruv, and those guys made an eruv, and you've already merged your eruvim, and one guy from either side wasn't part of that eruv, none of you can do anything, and there's no tikkun. Right? Another example. Natnu eruvin bepnimit. Right, the guys in the internal one, right, made an Eruv. And then, look at Rashi, the external guys brought their Eruv into the Pnimi one. Look here, I do have a Pnimi. B'nei chitzona molichin Eruv shebeinahem. right? Amatil chatzera, v'natnu l'toch apnimit. So here we had a case. The first case was where the internal guys made the eruv and took it and put it into the external courtyard. Now the other way around, the external guys, the ones facing the road, they made their eruv and brought their eruv into the internal eruv, right? They want to make eruv between the two of them. V'shachach echad min apnimit. Now, one of the internal, so when it was, when, remember, it's important, when we were taking our internal Eruv to the external Eruv, that made no difference if other guys in the inside Chatzir or the guys in the outside Chatzir never made an Eruv, it's Asur. Why? Because remember that the external guys, right, have got their face onto the road. The internal guys walk through the external guys to get to the road. So the internal guys have a right in the external guys' Chatzir. Remember that? So therefore, if any of them forgot, they're all partners in the external chatzir. The external guys aren't partners in the internal chatzir. The internal guys and the external guys are partners in the external chatzir. So there, when they made an Eruv that way, and the internal guys took their Eruv to the outer Eruv, and they wanted to make one big deal, made no difference who forgot. Because the internal guy or external guy, they're now one chatzir, now it's best them all up. In the other way around now, in this case over here, they moved the Eruv. Where did they move the Eruv? They moved the Eruv to the internal Chatzir. Now, the external guys aren't partners in the internal Chatzir. They want to now make a common Eruv. They can all walk between them. But if one of the internal looks, and now looks important, right? Now, do you have a pnimit? V'shachach echad min ha-pnimit v'lo irev shteim asurot. Right? If one of the internal guys, in other words, the internal chatzir, they haven't got their house in order, so they never had a proper Eruv. The fact that the external guys joined with them doesn't help at all. If one of the external guys hadn't made an Eruv, right? So it would be a little bit different because it just means they would have had a problem there. They wouldn't have affected the internal guys. The internal guys on their own, the external guys have got no rights in the internal guys. In the previous example, is this clear what I'm saying? Everybody clear? There was a difference here. It's not an equal partnership. The internal chatzir owned, so to speak, a portion of the outside chatzir. So when they move their stuff into the outside chatzir, it's if they actually have got it in their own chatzir. So then it's them and the own guys, they're all partners. When the outside guys bring their Eruv into the internal guys, they haven't really got an ownership in the internal guys. They're dependent on the internal guys getting their house in order so that the chatzir, so the Eruv will work. Okay? Now, it's a, now, on the other hand, when the external guys brought their Eruv to the internal chatzir, and one of the external guys shachachir chatzir, v'lo irev, pnimit muteret v'chitzona asura. You see the difference? The pnimit is still mutar. Why? Because the pnimit, their house is in order. So they can carry between them. The external guy, the fact that he forgot to make an Eruv and he tried to make an Eruv with me, he can't in any way impede on my rights because he's got no rights in my chatzir. So the Eruv won't work for between the two of us. And he's stuck because he hasn't got an Eruv, but my Eruv is good. Well, on the other way around, right? On the other way around, when we put our Eruv in the chatzir chitzona, then irrespective of which one didn't bring it, it would affect the whole story. Here, it only if the internal Eruv don't make an Eruv, then it affects the internal Eruv, right? And then the whole thing becomes Asher, because the moment that the outside guys joined with me, they, so to speak, volunteered themselves to be part of me, and now I messed them up. Okay, is that clear? Right. Hold on, v'shachacha min ha-pnimit v'lo irev shtei nasrot, shachachacha min ha-chitzona v'lo irev, pnimit muteret rav v'chitzona asura. Now he explains the cases. The first case was, natnu eruvan b'chitzona, when they put the eruv in the outer guy's courtyard, v'shachach echad, and they forgot, bein pnimit bein chitzona v'lo irev shtei masurot. Right, why? Can we already explain this in a lot of detail, so it'll be easy to understand. Why is it a problem when they, irrespective of which one never made the Eruv? Because then they says, hi, bar pnimit, lema niftil. So now that guy in the internal courtyard, who's he going to vatel his rights to? Right? How bar pnimit lema niftil? Liftil lebnei pnimit. If he would vatel just to the internal guys where he's own common close neighbors, right? Later, la arvuyayu gabayu. Right, look at Rashi there. Later, la'aruva, you go, bow. The Eruv isn't there anymore. Where was the Eruv? They made the Eruv in the back, and they took it to the front. So how can you have mevatel rats? You don't have mevatel if the Eruv, this is a chidush, by the way, for us. I think it's a new halacha. That if my Eruv has to be in our courtyard, and then it's as if the owners of the courtyard all have a common private courtyard, their courtyard, because the Eruv's with them, then I can mevatel to them. But once that Eruv has been moved into the other courtyard, we now all one big courtyard. So I can no longer identify my direct neighbors independently because it's all merged. The Eruv's gone. I can't just mevatel to them. So, right, look, he says that. Later, everybody. So now maybe lifti livnei chitzona. So maybe you should make a bitul with the guys in the external area where the Eruv is. So he says, how can you do that? Ein bitul rishut michatzer lechatzer. Remember we said a second ago that according to Rava, that one chatzer here and one chatzer here with a door between them, you can't do bitul chatzer to chatzer. You can only do pnimit to chitzonah. But now once we've moved the Eruv, we made one big Eruv between the two of us, we really, the guys in the middle have become one chatzer, and the guys on the outer side have become one chatzer, and now we're essentially a chatzer neged chatzer, ain't bitul rishut chatzer le chatzer. So me in my chatzer, I come mevatel to my neighbor. I can mevatel to the guys in my chatzer. You got it? Okay? So it says he's stuck. So that's why he says, therefore, the whole story, he can't, they all ask because there's no solution over here. Now the second case. Remember the second case that we had over there was, Natnu Eruvin Pnimit. It says now, Hai Bar Chitzona. Now in the second case, Ha Bar Chitzona. Lama Nifti. Now in the second case, where they brought the chatzer and they put it inside. And one of the guys in the chatzer, Achitzona, he forgot to make an Eruv. So Ha Bar Chitzona, Lama Nifti. Lifted the bnei chitzona. How can he be mevatel to the chitzona? Iki pnimit the ashalayu. The internal guys have got rights on his space. The internal guys, remember, are private owners. But in the external chatzer, they've got partners. They can't just do bittul to the external chatzer themselves because they're only a partner. They've got the internal guys are partners with them as well. Right? Lifted the pnimit. Maybe he can do bittul to the pnimit guys. Now we've got a problem because we said, ain't bitul, we should be chatzer the chatzer. I can't do bitul in my own chatzer, not your other chatzer. So we're stuck over there. The third case, natnu eruvan bepnimit, v'shachacha min apnimit. Remember, they put the external guys put the eruv in the internal courtyard. And the internal guys, one of them never made an eruv. V'lo irev shtehen asherot, right? So the Gemara says, now, hai bar pnimit, the internal guy, remember, he forgot. So lemanit, who's he going to do bitul to? Live to the bar pnimit? Now we can't. Why? Because the external guys have made an Eruv with us. So now they've suddenly got rights in our courtyard. And they also are us. I can't ignore them. Lifted the Bnei Chitzon. How can I do Bittul Chitzon? Ain't Bittul. We should be Chatzer to Chatzer. We can't do Bittul in our own Chatzer. We can't do Bittul Chatzer to Chatzer. So we're stuck. We'll carry on with the rest tomorrow.